This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, Jackson Dart is now trending.
You have the power to make him trend. You mention his name, you make a case.
Chris Sims really enjoyed interviewing Jackson Dart at the Combine and really liked his workout. Think you'll see more buzz about him as he gets closer to the draft. How about this? Man, everybody's talking about this guy. Last year, Derek Brown, I don't know who he is. But he said, last year, Jackson Dart finished in the top 12. Oh, I don't care about this crap. Those like deep, deep analytics. You know what I mean, Bob?
Yeah, listen, he's got a very infectious personality. And if that is part of what he means as far as a leadership thing, I think that's a good thing. And I think that's what guys are seeing at this combine. When they talk to him, he's got a really kind of a magnanimous personality that I like. I think in the quarterback, you better be confident.
They're also seeing him drop dimes 65 yards down the field. If I have a sore throat, I'm going to be really mad. You know when one starts coming on?
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, I'm one's coming on. I think I am getting the Belfont snorkel from Ryan Wilson. I think this is official now from CBS Limits.
Still haven't heard from him from yesterday?
No. Now, I always allow for the idea that something may be going on in somebody's life. I get that. But this is a guy whose profile we helped to elevate on this show. He was always a moment's notice away. I have some of these from January 11th, 2023. Ryan, can you join us tomorrow at 5:59 p.m. at 6:08? Hey, Joe, sure thing. And then I have the whole listing here. They start to get fewer and far between as we talk. Hey, I'm in Connecticut for work, and I'll be on the set most of the afternoon. Sorry about that. To which I always say, do you have a phone when you go somewhere? Some people give me the old, I'll be flying or I'll be traveling. I'll be traveling. Okay, are you taking your phone? And now nothing, Bob. Nothing. From Monday morning at 8:30, I said, good morning, Ryan. Can you join us at 11 today? It's Wednesday. Nothing. This is the Belfont snorkel.
How dare he, Bob?
And you did so much to elevate his status here in Pittsburgh.
I thought so.
And so you would have thought that would be an endless supply of yeses.
This hurts. It really does. But you know what will alleviate the pain is the big boy, Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, big boy.
What's up, Joe? Thanks for making me feel like the second fiddle here.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Ryan couldn't come on, so I guess we'll have to go to this guy.
No, you're in the you're slotted
in. No, that was
in.
That was a separate situation.
It's very
he's
separate.
He's been complaining about this ever since the snorkel started.
Yeah, this is one of the all-time Belfont snorkels. Jackson Dart, people going crazy over this guy. I don't think you saw him work out at the combine. You had already left. But what are you hearing about him? We just got an endorsement. I got a text from Jack Ham, who loves him. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's a good quarterback, but first of all, you can't really read much into the combine. It's just throwing on air. But what are we talking about here? Are we talking about first round, second round, third round?
First round. Joe wants him 21st overall.
First or second?
No, not. You said first. You originally had him 21st.
I want them to take him in the first round. I interpreted Mark's question as, what are we talking about here? Where would the Steelers take him?
Yeah.
Bob is very angry with me today.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you subtly moved off of that number one, 21st overall pick.
No, I didn't. It was the way I interpreted
this
question.
Why are you talking with food in your mouth?
Do you like
Cliff? This is Mark Caboli. You should not be doing that.
Do you like Cliff bars, Bob?
Yeah, I do.
So do I. Do you know they got rid of the peanut butter chocolate chip one?
That's a mistake.
I thought so. Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
But Mark, go ahead. Where is he likely to go? And it won't be in the first round, or will it?
It could. I mean, when it comes to quarterbacks, you have to take everything into consideration of how important they get once the draft starts going. But I wouldn't take him above the Steelers. I mean, he's not a difference maker to the degree of making this team a championship caliber team, in my opinion. I think you have to fill other needs before that. So I would never, no, not first round. I mean, if he's there in the second or in third, which doesn't look like that would happen, yeah, then you have to go down that avenue and check it out. But nah, didn't we already do this about 3 or 4 years ago, Joe? Didn't we already do the Kenny Pickett getting enamored by a guy leading up to the draft because of there was a limited talent skill in the draft as a whole?
We didn't do it. They did. Mike Tomlin did, yeah.
You're going down there too if you want him, right? Isn't he a similar type of situation?
No, I think he's better than Kenny Pickett. Was Kenny Pickett the best deep ball passer in college football? This guy is.
Kenny Pickett was pretty doggone good for about a year and a half, 2 years in college.
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy's better. I didn't get any text messages from Jack Ham on Kenny Pickett, I can tell you that. Anyway, Adam Schefter says this is the week. Is it that the Steelers choose one of their internal guys, and who will it be?
What do you mean this is the week? I mean, we're literally looking at free agency starts
on Monday, right? Tampering.
That's been tampered for the past 3-4 weeks. If they don't have a good feel of where they're going right now, they're never going to have a good feel of where they're going to go. I mean, it's always been the same. I mean, you can, as we go on here in January and February, seems like something pops up every single day, but it's always the same. Justin Fields is their preference. Doesn't mean Justin Fields will end up being the guy. I mean, if he has other options, and we're not 100% sure of how true those options are or how legit they are, then you move on to the plan B. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's one or the other. Justin or Russell. If Justin wants to come back and they entice him to come back with probably a tad of overpayment to ensure that he comes back, he's back. If not, they move on to Russell. I mean, it's been like that for a month.
The only thing I would say, Mark, is that they've had all this time, 52 days or so since to analyze what they have and what they want from what they have. I'm just surprised it's taken this long to get a deal done. And would they actually risk allowing guys to go into the market and find out what their, you know, value is elsewhere?
It's not up to them.
So you think this is a player saying, yeah, I don't want to be here, but I'm going to test my market?
Well, you might as well wait till the last minute, right? See what you can get. See if anybody else comes down the pike right here. If you're truly believe that if Justin Fields truly believes the Steelers want him, what benefit does it do right now to sign him right now? Other than the fact that they did talk to agents, they did talk to the representatives around the league, and the Steelers are offering him a well above market contract to sign right now, and we know the Steelers aren't going to do that, then why not wait? I mean, worst case scenario for Justin Fields, he hits the market and probably goes somewhere else for, you know, a pretty decent amount of money. Now, if it was flipped around, if it was Russell, you say you want to Russell first. Now, I could see him wanting to get that done soon so he can come off the market and because they want him. But it's all setting up towards Justin Fields has somehow, for a guy that hasn't threw one pass in three months at the end of the season, has all the power, and that's all he has. He pretty much has anything he wants to do, he can do right now because the lack of quarterback talent in the draft and in free agency, which is strange.
Mark Caboli on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township. Any interest? Do you think the Steelers will and should they have any interest in Devontae Adams?
I guess it depends on the options, right? Right now, I would be a little bit hesitant, but come a week from now, and if you haven't really filled that need yet, yeah, I'd be interested right now. I mean, he's still very talented. That's a guy I don't think is going to lose his ability, because his best ability is his route running over anything else right now. And I think that translates into different places. Or as he's getting a little bit older, I mean, there's so many variables associated with that, quarterback-wise, money-wise, options-wise. But, yeah, I would kick the tires on him, but I wouldn't do that right away. I wouldn't make him that, you know, coming up on Monday at 4:01, we're signing Devontae Adams. I would not do that.
Which of those free agent receivers would interest you then? There is a list, and it looks like guys who've been around for a long time. All of them have been around for a long time, and that's why they're kind of in this position they're in. But they still may have something available. Is a guy like Hollywood Brown interest you? A guy like DeAndre Hopkins interest you?
Now, Hollywood Brown is a tiny, tiny guy. I remember seeing him in the combine 4 or 5 years ago. I've never seen a guy so small in my life. So I already have a couple of those guys. I don't think they need that. I'm pretty sure that some other guys are either going to be on the market or come free here within the next couple of weeks as well. I mean, I don't think you can count on a guy like Christian Kirk. I mean, they were so interested in him last year.
Right.
At the deadline, what changes from a broken collarbone, right? So I would imagine he'd be on that list. Me, I like a guy like Keenan Allen. I think he would fit in nicely with this offense. Wouldn't probably cost a ton of money. But there is a ton of those type of guys if you're keeping George Pickens around to be the number one, and it sure appears to be that guy, that complementary piece to him to go with Austin and potentially Roman Wilson. I mean, I would definitely kick the tires on Keenan Allen. I think he would be able to provide a lot to this offense.
It seems pretty clear that the Steelers are going to spend a fair amount of money here, aren't they? They're going to go on a little bit of a splurge in free agency. Kind of like last year, right? When you think of Queen.
Last couple of years. I mean, the days of, as I always say, of your only free agent being Leonard Pope are well gone. You know, I think 2012, the only free agent they signed was like Leonard Pope. They've been able to spend a decent amount of money, and they're not afraid to spend a decent amount of money over the past 4, 5, 6 years. So I won't see anything different here. I think they're going to be a guy that either comes Monday or Tuesday that they're going to be tied to, and they're going to sign. You're going to be like, wow, that's a pretty decent amount of money. Wow, that's not a bad pick. Now, where that could go, I mean, could be corner, could be defensive line, it could be a bunch of different areas, but I definitely think that they're going to spend.
Mark, how much is their draft influenced by what they do in the next week? If they decide that they're going to fill some positions with free agency, you may not have to draft that same position, at least not yet. Or do you just continue to do what you think you need to do based on that? But I often find that when you start spending money in free agency, it will change maybe your philosophy a little bit, at least in the draft.
Yeah, I don't think it should, though. I think you just make sure you have all your bases covered in free agency. If you need depth piece, you add the depth piece. I would hate to say, for example, you sign or trade for or whatever, a guy like Jonathan Allen from the Commanders. Then all of a sudden in the first round, you got Grant sitting there from Michigan, and you're like, nah, we got Jonathan Allen, so I'm going to pass on him. It just doesn't seem like that's good business to partake in. So I think they just have to make sure that they got all their bases covered. Maybe quarterback would be different, maybe. I don't think so if they're able to get a guy like – If you don't have Justin Fields, you don't have Russell Wilson, and say somebody does fall in the first round, then you maybe do it. But that might be the only position I would do it. I think they just have their board, their draft board intact, and just go from there and have it two separate entities, the free agency and the draft.
Bob, may I engage the big boy in a game of free association, or do you have another question you'd like to ask?
No, I'm anxious to see the free association. I think Austin did, though.
I have a question for Mark.
I was going to include that in free association.
Okay.
You'll see.
I was thinking you two are very Christmas-like today, red and green.
Yeah, yeah, we do look good, don't we?
Well, I can't see you. What are you wearing? Our monitor doesn't work, so.
He's wearing a 412 hoodie.
Is he?
The 412.
Is Chris Mack coming over today for the podcast?
No, I think he probably is right next door to you right now, I would assume. I don't know. He doesn't give me his schedule before he leaves.
Which is why he knocked on the door and came into your house one time just when we had you on. Just walked right in.
Could have been arrested.
I said, you must not be listening to Pomp and Joe then if you didn't know I was on the show.
All right, big boy. Fast questions, fast answers. Let's do a 2-minute drill here. We've been lax lately. All right, here we go. Is George
a touchdown or a field goal or what? How many timeouts?
I'm looking for a touchdown if we can score one. No timeouts, 1:30 on the clock. George Pickens, percent chance he's still in Pittsburgh when the season opens?
97.
Najee Harris, percent chance he re-signs here?
17.
Larry Ogunjobi's gone, yes? Will he be gone?
Is that percentage or?
No, yes or no?
Yeah, I think he'll be gone.
Cam Sutton gone, yes or no?
Yeah.
Peyton Wilson will be a full-time starter next year?
I think so, yeah.
Is the team still high on Roman Wilson?
It's hard to get any lower than last year, so I would imagine they have a little bit high.
Maybe is the team still low on Roman Wilson? Did you see where Bob Labriola reported that he never made them comfortable with his knowledge of the playbook? On a scale of 1 to 5, how concerning is that?
That's happened. I would say not much. A 1.
Okay.
It tends to happen a lot of times with rookies. Then they figure it out after a year, so I wouldn't worry too much.
Interest level in Darius Slay, 1 to 5 for you.
6.
You're very interested in him, huh?
I'll take anything I can get.
I mean, 1 to 5, you gave me a 6. You love Darius Slay. You want the Steelers to sign him.
I thought you said 1 to 10.
No. Did I say 1 to 5, Bob?
I think you said 1 to 10.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Well, I think you did.
Limits, can you clip that? I don't know what I said.
I don't know.
All right, forget that.
This Belfont snorkel's got you all flustered.
I know, it does. This is what Limits was going to ask you. Christian Kirk and Tyler Lockett have been cut today. Interested in either one? Which one over the other?
I think Lockett's a little older. I'd take Christian Kirk just for the fact that, he was probably a guy that they – if he didn't break his collarbone, would have been here last year. So I would say, I would say they would kick tires on Christian Kirk. He's still talented. I like him.
What grade would you give Patrick Queen for his season? God bless you, Bob.
Grade now. We're going from numbers to grades to percentages. B-.
How about Pat Freiermuth?
Solid B.
How about Broderick Jones?
As good as your teacher. Broderick Jones, see, you ever have those grades where they had the number next to you? In elementary, it would be like a C4. 4 means shows improvement. I think he showed improvement from the earliest season to the end, but overall probably still a C.
Thank you, big boy. I have no further questions. Bob, do you?
You never had that in elementary school, Joe, the numbers, that you had to look up the number and see what the comment was?
Oh, yeah, we did have that, as a matter of fact. The number corresponded to the comment. It was usually I was being disturbing to myself and others, was the comment.
Yes, exactly.
No further questions. That was a good free association.
Goodbye.
And it was free. See you, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Alex and Austin.
Bye, Mark.
What a man.
He says 97% Pickens is here, which I agree with.
Yeah. I don't like, but I agree.
It'll be 20% he has a new contract, though. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think 5% he has a new contract. I think. You're what a nice closer. Man the big boy is, huh, Bob?
Yes. He's representing 412.
He's really grown in this business.
Yes, he has. He's got all kinds of stuff going on now.
How about him working for the Pat McAfee show and for pro wrestling?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Spreading his wings.
Does he write about pro wrestling?
I think he does, yes.
He does. He had a story that came out today for WWE about their big event where John Cena became the bad guy on Saturday.
Boy, did he become the bad guy.
He did.
And all it took was one look at The Rock to figure that out, and then, boy.
All hell broke loose?
Yeah, pretty much.